Érettségiz is angol nyelvből. Hallott szövegértése középszint.
Listen. Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on this CD, and the tasks and instructions are printed in your test booklet. There will be three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The tasks will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the CD in order to give you some time to look at the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After that, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a tick, is always an example. The whole test is exactly 30 minutes long. Good luck! Task 1. In this section, you will hear a funny story about a driving offence. Your task will be to write the letter of the correct answer in the boxes on the right. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
A police officer was sitting on the side of the highway. He wanted to catch speeding drivers. Suddenly, he saw a car that was travelling at 22 miles per hour. He said to himself that driving slowly on the highway was just as dangerous as driving too fast. So he turned on his lights and stopped the driver. When he got near the car, he saw that there were two elderly ladies in the front seats and three in the back seats. The ladies seemed to be very frightened. They were as white as ghosts. The driver of the car looked confused and said, Officer, I don't understand why you stopped me. I was doing exactly the speed limit. What is the problem? Ma'am, the officer replied, you weren't speeding, but you should know that driving slower than the speed limit can also be a danger to other drivers. The elderly lady said proudly, slower than the speed limit? No, sir. I was doing the speed limit, exactly 22 miles an hour. The officer almost burst out laughing, but he didn't want the elderly driver to feel ashamed, so he just said, ma'am, 22 is the number of this highway, not the speed limit. The elderly lady smiled and thanked the officer for pointing out her mistake. The officer said, but before I let you go, ma'am, I have to ask if everyone in this car is okay. These women look terribly frightened, and they haven't said a single word the whole time. The elderly lady answered, oh, they'll be all right in a minute, officer. We've just got off Highway 160.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
A police officer was sitting on the side of the highway. He wanted to catch speeding drivers. Suddenly, he saw a car that was travelling at 22 miles per hour. He said to himself that driving slowly on the highway was just as dangerous as driving too fast. So he turned on his lights and stopped the driver. When he got near the car, he saw that there were two elderly ladies in the front seats and three in the back seats. The ladies seemed to be very frightened. They were as white as ghosts. The driver of the car looked confused and said, "Officer, I don't understand why you stopped me. I was doing exactly the speed limit. What is the problem?" Ma'am, the officer replied, you weren't speeding, but you should know that driving slower than the speed limit can also be a danger to other drivers. The elderly lady said proudly, slower than the speed limit? No, sir. I was doing the speed limit, exactly 22 miles an hour. The officer almost burst out laughing, but he didn't want the elderly driver to feel ashamed, so he just said, ma'am, 22 is the number of this highway, not the speed limit. The elderly lady smiled and thanked the officer for pointing out her mistake. The officer said, but before I let you go, ma'am, I have to ask if everyone in this car is okay. These women look terribly frightened, and they haven't said a single word the whole time." The elderly lady answered, "Oh, they'll be all right in a minute, officer. We've just got off Highway 160.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
That is the end of task one. Task two. In this section, you will hear an interview with Haile Gebrselassie, the famous Ethiopian runner. Your task will be to write one word or number in each of the gaps below using the exact words you hear in the recording. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
You are listening to Radio Bridge 102.1. In the studio, I have the world-famous Ethiopian runner, Haile Gebrselassie, who is commonly called the Emperor of Long Distance. He won 2 Olympic gold medals and 8 world championships and set 27 world records. He decided to retire in 2010. I would like to know how his outstanding career started. Mr. Gebrselassie, thank you very much for accepting our invitation.
Thank you for having me.
When did you decide to become a runner?
I was 7 years old, and on my father's radio, I heard of Mirut Yifta, the Ethiopian runner who won 2 gold medals at the Moscow Olympics in 1980. That made me decide my own course in life. I too would become a runner.
So how did you start preparing for your sports career?
Well, school was 10 kilometers away, and every day I ran to my classes and back. It was especially difficult in the rainy season. To get to the first lesson on time, I had to run really quickly because I had to run up and down the bank to find a place to cross the river because there was no bridge. It was the perfect preparation.
Is this how you developed your strange running style? I mean, your right arm swinging back and forth while your left arm remains still and bent at the elbow.
Yes. My left hand is still not very active because it was in this hand that I carried my books to school.
Do you remember your first real success?
Of course I do. I was 14 and my teachers didn't want to let me compete in the local marathon. They said I was too young for that. I almost started to cry, and they took pity on me. Naturally, I was the youngest in the competition, but I was at least 60 meters ahead of the rest when I eventually won. The prize was only $1, but I became a school hero.
Thank you very much for the interview.
You're welcome.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections. Keep on running.
You are listening to Radio Bridge 102.1. In the studio, I have the world-famous Ethiopian runner, Haile Gebrselassie, who is commonly called the Emperor of Long Distance. He won 2 Olympic gold medals and 8 world championships and set 27 world records. He decided to retire in 2010. I would like to know how his outstanding career started. Mr. Gebrselassie, thank you very much for accepting our invitation.
Thank you for having me.
When did you decide to become a runner?
I was 7 years old, and on my father's radio, I heard of Mirutz Yifta, the Ethiopian runner who won 2 gold medals at the Moscow Olympics in 1980. That made me decide my own course in life. I too would become a runner.
So, how did you start preparing for your sports career?
Well, school was 10 kilometers away, and every day I ran to my classes and back. It was especially difficult in the rainy season. To get to the first lesson on time, I had to run really quickly, because I had to run up and down the bank to find a place to cross the river, because there was no bridge. It was the perfect preparation.
Is this how you developed your strange running style? I mean, your right arm swinging back and forth while your left arm remains still and bent at the elbow.
Yes, my left hand is still not very active because it was in this hand that I carried my books to school.
Do you remember your first real success?
Of course I do. I was 14 and my teachers didn't want to let me compete in the local marathon. They said I was too young for that. I almost started to cry and they took pity on me. Naturally, I was the youngest in the competition. But I was at least 60 meters ahead of the rest when I eventually won. The prize was only $1, but I became a school hero.
Thank you very much for the interview.
You're welcome.
That is the end of task two. Task three. In this section, you will listen to the history of the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to make your decision about the answers. A means true. B means false. C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge.
The Brooklyn Bridge is a suspension bridge in New York City, which connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. A suspension bridge is a type of bridge that is supported by strong steel ropes or cables, which hang from a tower at each end of the bridge. The Brooklyn Bridge is one of the oldest suspension bridges in the United States, and the first steel wire suspension bridge in the world. The construction of the bridge began on January 3, 1870, and it was opened for the public in 1883. Thousands of people were present at the opening ceremony, as well as lots of boats and ships on the river. The American president and the mayor of New York crossed the bridge from the New York side to the Brooklyn side, where the mayor of Brooklyn greeted them with cannon fire in celebration of the event. On the first day after the opening, about 1,800 vehicles and 150,000 people crossed the bridge. However, just 6 days after it was opened, there were about 20,000 people on the bridge when suddenly a panic started. For some reason, people thought that the bridge would collapse. As people were still very afraid, in May 1884, a circus entertainer called P.T. Barnum took 21 elephants over the bridge to show that it was perfectly safe. At the time when the construction was finished, the Brooklyn Bridge was the longest bridge in the world, with a total length of 1,825 meters. It stayed the longest until 1903. It cost $15.5 million, and 27 lives were lost during its construction.
The good old Brooklyn Bridge.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Like the folks you meet on, like to plant my feet on the Brooklyn Bridge. What a lovely view from heaven looks at you from the Brooklyn Bridge.
The Brooklyn Bridge is a suspension bridge in New York City, which connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. A suspension bridge is a type of bridge that is supported by strong steel ropes or cables, which hang from a tower at each end of the bridge. The Brooklyn Bridge is one of the oldest suspension bridges in the United States and the first steel wire suspension bridge in the world. The construction of the bridge began on January 3, 1870, and it was opened for the public in 1883. Thousands of people were present at the opening ceremony, as well as lots of boats and ships on the river. The American president and the mayor of New York crossed the bridge from the New York side to the Brooklyn side, where the mayor of Brooklyn greeted them with cannon fire in celebration of the event. On the first day after the opening, about 1,800 vehicles and 150,000 people crossed the bridge. However, just 6 days after it was opened, there were about 20,000 people on the bridge when suddenly a panic started. For some reason, people thought that the bridge would collapse. As people were still very afraid, in May 1884, a circus entertainer called P.T. Barnum took 21 elephants over the bridge to show that it was perfectly safe. At the time when the construction was finished, the Brooklyn Bridge was the longest bridge in the world, with a total length of 1,825 meters. It stayed the longest until 1903. It cost $15.5 million, and 27 lives were lost during its construction.
The good old Brooklyn Bridge.
That is the end of task 3, and also the end of the listening exam.